Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. One of the movies we watch around our house is Lion King. During the beginning of the movie, Simba goes out with his friend Nala to play, and they become surrounded by a pack of hyenas who are licking their chops, ready to chomp down on the young lions. And young Simba lets out his fiercest roar, which is weak and puny. And as the hyenas move in closer, he lets out another one. Only this time, the sound that comes forth is deep and terrifying and bold. And then you see Mufasa jump onto the scene. It was his roar. And Mufasa commences to swiftly handle the hyenas with fierceness. And as Mufasa is showing his strength in repelling and defeating the hyenas, Simba has this amazed fear that shows up on his face. He knew his father was strong and tenacious, but this was the first time he had seen it in action, protecting him, and his admiration and respect grows for his father. The disciples and apostles are waiting in the upper room for this event of the Holy Spirit to come upon them. And somewhere in that waiting period, they begin to question and ask what happened with their one-time friend, Judas. How could he do what he did? And in the midst of those questions and confusion, listen to what Peter stands up and boldly declares. Acts chapter 1, verse 16. Brothers, the scriptures had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered among us and was allotted his share in this ministry. Now the man bought a field with the reward of his wickedness, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle, and all his bowels gushed out. And it became known to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the field was called in their own language, Alkadama, that is, the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalm, may his camp become desolate, and let there be none to dwell in it. My goodness, the scripture never lacks for graphic imagery, does it? But I want you to focus on what Peter was focusing on. He says the scriptures had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand, that it was written in the book of Psalms. The word of the Lord is certain. When he says something, it will be fulfilled. His purposes are invincible. So do you hear the Father's roar? That even in the midst of betrayal, his purposes were not falling apart. He is not retreating or coming up with a plan B. There is no panic or anxiety. Only confidence in God's face. It's an easy thing to be convinced of the purposes of God when everything is going great and all is right in our lives. But it's hard to be confident in God when deception and betrayal and even death take place so close to God's own. Yet we are to be comforted and strengthened with the fact that nothing surprises God and nothing, not even the devil himself, stops God's purposes. In fact, the enemies serve to fulfill them. The Spirit's word is certain because God is sovereign. Within this passage and throughout the book of Acts, we will be confronted with this tension of God's sovereignty and man's responsibility. God's word had to be fulfilled. God ordained and allowed the betrayal and crucifixion of his only son. But in no way did God force or compel Judas or anyone else to sin. The sovereignty of God, that can be tough for us to wrestle with sometimes. But the doctrines of God's sovereignty and his providence are not given to us in Scripture so that we may drift into a fatalistic view of life. They are there to ensure us and comfort us that God is always and forever in control, even from before there was time to this present moment and on into eternity. Listen, the future may be a mystery to you, but it's no mystery to God. He has ordained it already. So we should move with confidence in his mission, knowing that his ways are higher than our ways. He has determined the beginning and the end and everything in between. I've heard and seen my father's roar. In high school, I came home one Saturday night, and as I pulled into my driveway, there was a car full of guys that pulled up behind me, and they started hollering at me and saying all sorts of things at me. What I didn't know was that my dad was sitting on the front porch. And I have never seen a man come flying off the porch like that before in my life. And that car sped off, and my dad hopped in his truck and took off after them. I was always confident of my father, but in that moment, I thought he could knock out Mike Tyson. There are times in a child's life where he needs to see and hear the roar of his father. So far in this letter, we have seen that Jesus promises power for his church to fulfill his purposes. We have seen his church devote themselves through prayer. And now we see that nothing stops the Holy Spirit from his purpose. So do you hear the roar of our Father in this passage? He is unstoppable. God's plan for global glory will not be stopped by anyone or anything. How do I know? Because God's word is certain. And God says in his word, "My glory will cover the earth like the waters cover the sea." So when you pray today, pray for Matt Barker and his wife Allison and their kids Calix and Kale as they help plant Refuge Church in Nixa, Missouri. Also pray for the U broadcast in the target area of Benin, Ghana, and Togo.